Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
The last few weeks have not been too kind to Thai markets in particular. And while the Thai set is still up almost 7% year to date, we've seen it stage a steady decline over the last couple of sessions. With the Bank of Thailand also set to make its policy decision today, it might be a good time to take a closer look under the hood of markets in Bangkok. Today on Across the ASEAN, we're joined by Mr. Wim Prompet, the Chief Investment Officer of Principal Asset Management in Thailand, to give us more insight and context on what's shaping sentiment over in Bangkok. Mr. Prompet, I hope I got your name right, but welcome to the program and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. So, sir, let's talk about the recent decline of the Thai set, actually, after it tested about 1740 in recent weeks. Could this be more down to global or local causes, or do you think this might be a combination of both factors that might be leading to a bit of downward sentiment for markets in Thailand?
I think it would be both. We actually set a target of set index for this year to be 1750. So the fact that it was getting close to that target and it couldn't break target tells us that we were probably right on seeing that the market has gone up probably to a lot for the first half of the year. And one reason why it cannot go much further because the valuation of Thai equity is relatively more expensive than our original peers. So the forward PE ratio went up to like 16 times, which is like way above original peers. So that would be a major cause why Fed index cannot go much higher than that. And then, of course, once we have the Fed cut and we have the trade war that come up once again, Thai market got affected by the external factors. So we went down with the global markets. A good thing to notice that yesterday and today we see market seem to stabilize. So it means that one key factor that support Thai market is that we have a lot of local institutions. So they might be waiting to buy at cheaper price, and we see that the flows coming from local institutions to support the market for the past few days.
So it's mostly local investors who are coming in and perhaps local bargain hunters coming in at these bargain prices.
Right. And the investors who drove up the price last month was mostly foreigners.
If you look at the chart pattern, and allow me to play amateur technician here, Mr. Prompet, it seems to have formed a bit of a triple top in recent weeks, also at about 1740. Should investors perhaps read into these technicals in terms of timing, or do you think this is something that you folks at Principal Asset perhaps just shrug off and say, no, we're going to stick to some of the fundamentals we're seeing at the moment?
I would believe that a lot of investors, they might look at the same chart and they might believe in technical. For us, we are mostly fundamental guys. We look at technicals just to help us make some short-term trading decisions, but we mostly look at fundamentals. So from fundamental perspective, we think that, again, valuation of Thai stock market has been much higher than regional peers, so that would make it having a limited upside. And we think that it has impact from global markets. So, yeah, market should come down. We expect that to happen, and it did happen. So, yes, I think some people might look at the technical chart, same chart, but we use it just for some short-term trading, not as the main decision-making factor.
We're still speaking to Mr. Wim Prompet, the Chief Investment Officer of Principal Asset Management in Thailand. And here's something that's more fundamental in nature, Mr. Prompet. Today, we're expecting a decision from the Central Bank of Thailand with regards to policy rates. And when you compare them to other central banks across the ASEAN and also across the world, they seem to be more hesitant towards lowering rates, despite the fact that you've got a strong baht and also signs of slowing growth in terms of the Thai economy. Why do you think the Central Bank in Thailand has been rather hesitant to ease rates when you compare them to other central bank or monetary policymakers?
I think the central bank is in a tough position because they want to have a little bit higher rate so that they have what they call policy space to be able to cut the rates in the future if the economy goes so bad. Now, Thai economy this year, although it might slow down, we expect GDP growth to be 3% or a little bit above that. But it's not so bad and not bad enough for the central bank to cut rate now, and if they do it now, they will have trouble cutting the rate further later. So I would say that the central bank is in a tough position that they wish they could cut the rate, but they cannot because they have to preserve this policy space to be used later. The point about stronger baht, it's interesting because, you know, we have a really low yield at the moment, and we have seen flows from foreigners to buy Thai bonds, and we believe that they don't come purely for the yield because the yields are really low. Sometimes they are lower than U.S. Treasury yields. But they come partly to circulate Thai baht, so they benefit from stronger baht on currency standpoint. And there was a lot of analysts pointing out that Thailand, interesting enough, become a safe haven in Asia. A lot of foreigners want to park the money in Thailand because they believe that we have a very strong central bank, we have a good bond market to park the money, our currency is quite stable or even stronger. So when they look around the region, it's interesting that a lot of foreigners just want to choose Thailand to park their money, not really for the yield, but for a strong currency. So stronger baht is a result of that, and we have seen a lot of inflows in both bond and stock market.
But on the flip side, though, it might be argued also the stronger baht might be weighing on one of your most important sectors, which is tourism. As we know, tourism, I believe it's almost 20% of the Thai economy at the moment. And there have been reports that there are signs of tourism starting to just be challenged because of this stronger baht. Is this going to be a concern moving forward? And will this will it have a net effect? Whereas a strong baht might be favoring foreign inflows, could this actually cancel it out down the road through this downturn in tourism?
I do agree that, you know, when foreigners think of Thailand as a safe haven and they put pure money in and make baht stronger, it has impact in both our exports and our tourism sectors. But I would say that the impact from currency is just part of the whole story. So, of course, we have trouble in exporting, we have trouble in tourism because of the stronger currency. But I would say that the other part of the story is that global trade is slowing down. So we have trade wars, and I think we get hurt by that as well, our export sector. And also, a lot of tourists who come from China and other countries, they might have been in Thailand already. So when they do the second and third trip, they might want to try something new, other new countries. So we see growth in tourism in new markets like Vietnam or even Maldives, but slower growth in Thailand because they don't want to repeat their visit to other countries. So that might be another case as well. So we say that strong currency is part of the story, but then there are other factors that come to play. And we do have concern of both exporting sector and tourism sector because both show an obvious slowdown this year. And it hurt Thai economy in the bigger picture.
Which leads me to my next question, of course, sir, which is the other major sector also is exports and manufacturing in Thailand. I'm sure you've noticed that the rhetoric or the trade tension rhetoric between the U.S. and China has ratcheted up again. What kind of impact will this have on Thai exports and manufacturing? Are there serious concerns that there will be some serious blowback for Thailand and the manufacturing sector there?
We believe that in the longer run, Thailand should benefit from relocation of some manufacturing sectors from China to Thailand, but that remains to be seen because Thailand has to compete with other countries like Vietnam, and that's just another favorite destination for relocation. So we have to see how do that play out. In the short term, I think the trade war impact Thai export sector quite a lot, and we see slowdown in exporting because of, you know, I think the destination countries, they import less. So as an exporter, we see a slowdown quite obvious.
Finally, sir, before we let you go, you did mention a while ago that the year-end target for you guys was 1750 for the set. Are you holding on to that target, or are you guys going to be revising that because of all the developments?
If there's no major change in the factor, we think it will remain the target. It's tough to go beyond that, given valuation. Thai economy is slowing down in the second half of the year.
A moment of truth then for markets in Thailand also, with a lot of questions and challenges. We'll have to leave it there. But Mr. Win Prompat, this Chief Investment Officer of Principal Asset Management in Thailand, we thank you so much for joining us today on Across the ASEAN to give us a better look under the hood of Thai markets.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.